I'm Sujata Srinivasan for WNPR News. Venture capitalists don't usually like to invest in manufacturing companies. In fact, last year, of 53 VC deals in Connecticut, only 3 went to manufacturers. But some venture capital firms are bucking the trend and betting big on established manufacturers. Macton in Oxford makes turntables for trains and rail equipment.
What he's welding is he's welding a giant system that'll be part of a radar.
That's President Peter McGonigal giving me a tour of the shop floor. The equipment here is worth several million dollars and can create high-precision parts with tight tolerances. But a few years ago, there was very little manufacturing in-house. McGonigal reversed that strategy and brought work back under Macton's own roof. Most of the company's customers are in the US and Canada, and they prefer suppliers in North America. That's because a glitch in a turntable, for instance, could jeopardize their entire process.
We saw that recently with a customer, CSX. They had problems with a giant turntable system. It caused a bottleneck along their entire rail line, and for them, that could be millions of dollars per day. If they were relying on a supplier in China or Japan or India, it could be a lot more challenging for them if they had to wait for 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 10 weeks.
Reshoring, bringing work back from overseas, has helped increase sales by threefold in the last 8 years. But that's not all.
We can continuously innovate because if you're sending a certain type of manufacturing out on a system to a third party, they're not going to innovate for you the way you're able to. So that was important for us.
Macton has struggled to raise capital from traditional sources. McGonigal says that's because lenders, like banks, look for consistent performance. A bad year, like the one they had in 2012, could close doors to funding. Venture capitalists, on the other hand, can take that risk and bet on dark horses. Enhanced Capital in Stamford has VC investments in about a dozen established manufacturers in Connecticut, including Macton. Managing Director Liddy Carter.
If you invest in very early stage companies, very often it's more product development. Here what we're seeing is product growth, expanding the types of businesses that they can apply their products to, as well as expanding the number of companies who buy their existing products. So our capital is put to work immediately.
But there's no such rule as one size fits all. Sidra in Wallingford makes products that measure the flow of air and fluid in mining, energy and waste management processes. CEO Kevin Didden says they've found other ways to become more efficient.
We try to have most of our components built from our local supply base. About 80% of our components are built here in Connecticut. We then integrate and test the final products here at Sidra and then ship them to our customers. It makes us very efficient, very lean, and very, very flexible.
Sidra has grown by 30% year on year, but after a downturn in the mining industry, the company's key sector, Didden now wants to expand globally. His strategy? Addressing the high level of inefficiency. Mines deliver only 85% of materials produced on site to the refinery. Sidra is focusing on the wasted 15% by providing equipment that in real time can manage and control the process. Chris Hale, who manages operations for Sidra, says the company owns or licenses more than 200 patents.
I do think that niche manufacturing is certainly where it's at in Connecticut, that if you have a niche product and you have a product offering that's unique and it's well protected from an IP standpoint, that's how you can really thrive in Connecticut.
Sidra was born and nurtured on VC money, but has been self-funded since 2011. The quasi-public Connecticut Innovations in Rocky Hill has an active investment of $1 million and owns less than 5% of the company. CI Chief Investment Officer David Werzer says he's impressed by how Sidra has broadened its technology across both spin-off companies and industry sectors.
Sidra has been a company that we find has great opportunity to take an original technology idea and expand it across multiple uses.
Werzer says he's seeing that smaller local manufacturers are choosing to retain their resident technology here or in surrounding areas. The state's large defense industry is unique to those manufacturers and can be helpful in supporting new industries like medical devices, a growing sector in Connecticut. Sujata Srinivasan, WNPR News.